I've been waiting tables in Charlie's Grill since the spring I turned 16. It's a small cafe near the railroad station in downtown Abilene. Folks round here don't say too much except when's it gonna rain. And the most exciting thing to do is watch who gets off the train. One day last April, a tall blonde stranger got off at 10:05 with his suit and tie and his shiny boots and a question in his eye. Lord, how I was blushing when he walked in the cafe. Tipped me a dollar for a cup of coffee, and then I heard him say, "Whoa, girl, it gets so lonely for a salesman on the road, and his suitcase full of samples gets to be quite alone. I can tell that you're the only girl in town who's got some style. Do you know a quiet place where a traveling salesman can rest a while?" Next morning, when the sun came up, he was lying in my bed, telling me about the dry goods business and how he got ahead. From then on, I could hardly wait till that day came round. Second Thursday of every month, when my salesman came to town, he'd say, "Girl, it gets so lonely for a salesman on the road, and his suitcase full of samples gets to be quite alone. I can tell that you're the only girl in town who's got some style. Do you know a quiet place where a traveling salesman can rest a while?" So I bought myself a brand new dress just to meet his train today. I had some news about him and me I was sure would make him stay. But a small dark stranger with a dry goods case got off the train instead. What else was a girl to do? And he smiled at me and said, he said, "Girl, it gets so lonely for a salesman on the road, and this suitcase full of sand